Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Keep you in the dark, you know. The Foo is your artist of the day. We are an hour away from Festivus Friday, which means your week is over. Come on!
That is too much.
Is that too heavy for
that
you?
Is too heavy. Real quick, I'm not looking to make this a topic, but I've just never quite seen anything like this. And I tagged Sam in this post last night because it's just beyond the pale. There's an update to this story. You remember there was sadly a fatal hit and run around 75th and Metcalf last week. And yes, woman, I believe in her 50s, was struck and killed. And police early on released a photo of this short pickup truck. And they believe that that was the truck that was involved and it's missing a mirror. And they, you know, released some information about it.
Okay.
A few days ago, they updated the Overland Park Police Department who they would like to speak with, and they are calling them people of interest.
People of interest.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read, because I don't want to get in legal trouble here, I'm going to read word for word the Overland Park Police Department's post.
Okay.
The Overland Park Police Department would like to question two people of interest concerning the fatal hit and run which occurred near West 77th and Metcalf last Wednesday. If you have any information which could help police find Jerry Lee Hall, Mary Kirk, and or this 2005 Chevrolet Silverado, please call the TIPS hotline. It should be noted, investigators believe the bed cover and license plate on this truck have since been removed. And then they went as far as releasing the driver's license photos of Mr. Hall and Ms. Kirk. Let me tell you the update today. They just posted this. Mr. Hall was taken into custody this afternoon.
All right.
We are still pleading to speak with Ms. Mary Kirk. Well, they released this photo last night. I'm bored. I'm in bed. I see it on Twitter. I go to Facebook and I look up Ms. Mary Kirk.
All right.
Photos match. Someone using her account on Facebook updated her profile picture to a very nice view of downtown from what appears to be a hotel within the last couple of days. Now, keep in mind, police are publicly asking to find her, and she posts a photo, or someone connected with her account posts a photo of downtown from what appears to be a very nice hotel.
Like maybe in Crown Center or something?
Somebody said it looked like it was closer to like where the Lowe's would be, the new Lowe Hotel. I don't know.
Oh, that's downtown.
Yeah, downtown. So they still have not located her. And if you know where she is, you are urged to call the TIPS hotline. But someone on Twitter said today, you have to go on the Overland Park Police Department's page because someone claiming to be her has gotten into a back and forth on Facebook with followers and commenters on the Overland Park Police Department's page.
Somebody claiming to be her?
Well, it's her account. I mean, you can't say 100% it's her.
Right.
But
and what is she saying?
The comments have since been deleted, but the reply comments from people on her page and the police department's page were hilarious. I mean, I shouldn't say hilarious. Someone's dead.
Right.
But were like, what are you doing? Turn yourself in. You know, some people were posting, criminals, turn yourselves in. So the update is they found him. They are still looking for her. And someone using her account was alleged to have been taunting police on their own Facebook page overnight.
That's not smart.
Why? Why would you do that? If, in fact, it's her, why would you do that? Police are publicly, actively looking for you. They have released your photo, your name, and a truck connected to this death.
Now, is the picture from the hotel a cry for help, or is it maybe her way of throwing them off the trail?
I took it as, if I was a criminal, and I'm not, I took it as, look where I'm staying, which is so, again, beyond the pale, because, again, a woman is dead. And you have someone right. who is at least wanted for questioning posting a beautiful photo of downtown Kansas City. I'm like, am I in the Twilight Zone here?
No, you're not. But if she's a smart criminal, which is a rarity.
Look at that nice photo downtown. That was her new wall photo days after this woman's death.
Hang on.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's downtown.
That's downtown.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, what would you say about the 20th floor? I don't know. It's just so weird. Turn yourself in, Mary Kirk. Police are looking for you.
That's a lovely shot of.
We'll put it on social.
I have to give her credit for her photography skills.
It's a very panoramic view of downtown Kansas City.
Beautiful shot.
Beautiful.
What would you say, 10:30?
Yeah, about.
11 o'clock?
You know. They probably had a date night. I don't know. It's so weird.
Mary, they want to talk. Don't turn this into an episode of Blue Bloods. It only gets nasty. And don't taunt the police on their Facebook page. I don't know a lot about the police. I don't deal with the police that often.
I prefer to keep it that way.
But I know one thing about the police. They don't like it when you taunt them. I don't know where I learned that. I just learned it somewhere. When you taunt the police, they get what's called angry and frustrated. And then they get mad, and they want to find you.
Yeah.
And then they want to put you in handcuffs a little too tight.
Yeah.
And then you're in the back seat going, can you loosen these, please? And they say, no!
Yeah, I got nothing for you here.
And the only reason I know that is because I've been in the back of a cop car once or twice.
Holding your nose in your hand?
Wow.
No. Asking the police officer if he would kindly loosen the cuffs. And they said, no!
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's... I've seen a lot of things.
Charged, never convicted.
During my career. That is one of them I don't believe I've ever seen.
You are D-U-M dumb. They gonna get you, girl. They gonna get you. And they're going to put them just a little too tight.
She really needs to start putting her location on all of her posts so that
she also
know
needs
exactly
to work on her lipstick.
Is.
Have you seen the photo?
Well, it was a driver's license photo.
Those lipsticks. Aren't always flattering.
No, they are not always flattering.
It's not mugshot.
Hey, do you take the thing down now when you go in to get your driver's license photo?
I think you have to.
You would have to, right?
Yes. You would have to, of course.
Your mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hide the main features of your face.
Well, I don't want to get the COVID.
Okay, then you well, don't want a driver's license.
Render the picture useless.
You could tell it was me, because if you pull me over, I could be wearing a mask.
Seriously?
No,
your
kidding.
Eyes look a lot like this picture.
It sort of looks like you.
Sort of.
I can't tell.
It's like when you were at the Ozarks with the mayor.
Okay, Samuel.
Do you remember when you went to the Ozarks with
Clint
Lucas?
No, I do not remember that, actually.
Took a maskless picture.
I remember a woman who was taller than me and older than me in a photo with...
Now you're age shaming?
First of all, yeah, don't age shame. And there aren't a lot of women that are older than you, so calm down.
Oh my gosh, you did not just say that.
I just did. You're not the youngest cat in the litter, okay?
Okay, I've got gray hair in my ears and think Yellow Sub originated on 23rd Street.
The most riveting debate of Dana and Parks so far this year.
Is it still going on the text line?
Yes! Uh-huh.
And nobody can see each other's responses.
We can talk about death. We can talk about COVID. We can talk about elections. We can talk about taxes.
You talk about where the first race relations. You talk about where the first Yellow Sub opened up in Lawrence.
Everyone comes out of the woodwork.
Oh my God. You have no, I know you don't go on the text line anymore.
I started a nightmare.
I'm living it.
If you had to put a percentage on the number of people who think it was on 23rd Street versus the number of people who think it was next to the crossing, what would you say?
40-60.
40-60.
Yeah.
Somebody said it used to be in the crossing.
No, that's true. Somebody said it used to be actually in
the
crossing.
No, it was next to an auto shop down further.
And I know because my dad owned the motorcycle shop.
You people need a drink.
I am not kidding you. I am not kidding you.
We do a whole hour on racial tensions in Kansas City. No one writes in.
No
one writes in.
Say the first Yellow Sub opened on 23rd Street and not at the crossing. Oh.
People picketing outside.
Bitch, please. AMC Entertainment, the nation's largest movie theater chain, located here in Kansas City, said it lost $500 million in the second quarter, making it the company's worst quarter since it was founded in 1920. The chain, which was forced to close cinemas across the nation, of course, in March, said it swung to a loss in the 3 months ended June 30th, as revenues plunged. You want to guess?
I mean, they haven't opened back up. It has to be 90%?
98.8%.
So, yeah, okay, so I didn't want to state the obvious and say it was 100%, but where is the 2% that they're making money on?
It must be online, I would guess. I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
98.8%. Yeah.
Says the CEO, Adam Aaron. It should be no surprise to anyone that with our operation shut the world over and almost no revenue coming in the door, this was the most challenging quarter in the 100-year history of AMC. They posted a net loss of $561 million compared with a year ago income of $1.5 billion. Revenue fell to a measly $18 million from a year earlier. Here's the only thing I can imagine.
Is that it's revenue coming in from...
Right before they closed.
Right. Like the very last week or two before it hit.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal. I would go to a movie in a New York second once they get this damn virus figured out. But I think most people want the vaccine before you start going back into a crowded theater.
They were open for 17 days. Of the quarter.
Okay, so there's your 1%.
There's 1%, yeah.
Wow.
And they are getting some revenue generated from streaming sales. When are you ready to go back to the movies? I'm telling you, I'm trying to think of the last movie we saw. I want to say it was...
I don't remember.
I do. It was the last...
Fast and Furious.
No.
The other one. Sorry. Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. It was Bad Boys 3.
That might have been the last movie I saw, too.
That was the last movie we saw. Because remember, I came in And you thought I was stupid for going to see Bad Boys for Life. And I told you it was one of the greatest, funniest movies. And then you took Willem. You remember?
I loved it.
And you came in the next day and you were like, oh my God, I love it. It was a great movie. It was so funny. And then Kelly and I went to Mexico and the whole world shut down.
But doesn't
while we were
that
there.
Seem like 10 years ago?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, we landed in Mexico. Everything was going great.
Everything's good.
Everything's going great. And then I'm on CNN International. And the whole world shut down.
All right. Fast food, good news and then bad news. Did you see the good news? We are getting Whataburger in Kansas and Missouri.
You have never eaten a burger until you've been to Whataburger.
That is the good news. So thank you, Patrick Mahomes, for that.
Woo!
Here's the fast food bad news. A new report claims fast food wrappers at McDonald's and Burger King may harbor toxic chemicals. Toxic chemicals used to coat the wrappers and containers used at some fast food restaurants, according to the report titled Packaged in Pollution, that was released Thursday, could have toxic levels of PFAS substances.
I'm sorry?
Which are perfluorooalkali and perfluorooalkali chemicals.
What?
Are you having a stroke?
Should we call 911?
Researchers found the perfluorooalkali packaging.
I'm seeing some drooping on the face, Sam.
You say that. Look into the microphone and say this. Read that.
Oh, that's easy.
That's not even a real word.
It's perfluorooalkalosis. Anybody can say that if you're not having a stroke.
Perfluorooalkali.
Follow me here.
Just don't eat the cheese off the wrapper. That's what the takeaway here is. Don't eat the cheese off the wrapper. You don't want perfluorooalkalitis.
576-7798. I don't know if I ever told you guys, but I may have seen them in concert with Freddie Mercury.
I think you did.
1986, mm-hmm. Mannheim.
I remember that story.
Yeah. Happy to tell it again if
four
you want.
Four times.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Tell you, I got the nose ripped off my face once.
I heard that too.
Car accident.
Where did you used to live?
Lansing.
Yeah.
And after that? Or before that?
Before
or?
That, it was Germany.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you coach a sport?
Soccer. I coach
and,
girls soccer.
I believe that your girlfriend is... practicing to...
She's practicing to become a nurse.
That's correct.
She's
okay.
A nurse okay. Practitioner.
Ah! I'm in Newsweek!
What?
I've gone national again!
Oh my God. What?
I am in Newsweek magazine!
What happened?
I'd rather talk about living in Germany.
Oh, hell no! We're going to talk about Newsweek.
So you went to that Queen concert, right?
Yeah, 1986, Mannheim.
Yeah, how 70, was that?
About 75,000 people.
Uh-huh.
Gary Moore opened up. Meatloaf was opening there.
No
Joan
way.
Jett. Yeah, Joan Jett.
I was telling Scott during the break, when we actually get along, that we are receiving national recognition today for the cutouts at Kauffman Stadium.
The city is receiving recognition.
Yes, the city.
We aren't.
Well,
yeah.
And here's why the city should receive recognition, even though it might not have been our idea. Mm-hmm. We took the ball and ran with it, no pun intended. And we played, was it Chicago earlier this week where there was nobody in the stands at all? Who did we play?
Chicago Cubs.
Okay, so I don't know why Chicago couldn't get their you-know-what together, but it when I watched that game, mm-hmm. it drove me crazy that there were just empty seats and then like one dude was sitting back there and I'm like, who's that guy? It was very distracting. I have to have the fake faces behind. It looks more normal to even have fake people than it does to have nobody except one random dude. And then the whole time that you're supposed to be watching the game, you're wondering who's that random guy that gets to sit there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons we're getting national attention for the Royals cutouts.
Probably got dead cats in his fridge.
Is because of what? The Weekend at Bernie's cutout. So we've all seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's. Somebody with the Royals decided to put
Bernie
dead bed, propped up, Weekend at Bernie's Bernie, with his sunglasses and the little blue blazer, the little blue windbreaker behind the
home plate.
I don't think it's behind a plate. I think it's cockamamie to home plate.
Okay, doesn't matter. He's there.
He's dead in the stands. And so I told Scott during the break, I go, like, Kansas City is making national news today because of these cutouts, but specifically because of dead Bernie, who you just can't miss him.
Wait, I got to call Tony Cook.
It's so good.
How did they get that guy in there?
I think the Royals did dead Bernie. I don't think someone...
No, they did a bunch on their own.
Yeah, I think the Royals actually...
Like R2-D2's in there.
This is rich.
So Newsweek picks this up because I thought we'd come back and have a little fun with this story. And the first story that I see happens to be Newsweek magazine.
And how are you in Newsweek?
Because it says, I'm just scrolling down reading the Newsweek story. And then there's Toby Cook. And then in like the eighth paragraph, it said, local radio personality Dana Wright prophetically made the joke over a week before the cutout caught fans' attention, sharing the article from the Kansas City Star. And I did. I tweeted it. I said, OMG, Toby Cook, look closely. Is that Weekend at Bernie's? LOL.
Oh, my God. Please,
Oh, God. The Cubs put Steve Bartman in there.
Oh, they did?
Oh, dear.
This is rich.
Look, there's Bartman.
Oh, there he is.
I thought that's why you went national.
Hi, this is Toby Cook.
Oh, come on.
Let me tell you what the last line of the Newsweek article is. A press contact for the Royals did not respond to Newsweek's emailed request for comment.
Well, they're busy.
You call Toby back right now.
I'm going to.
Newsweek will not be denied. They want a quote. You are going to give them a quote.
That's right. That's right. You are.
I feel bad that they put Steve Bartman in the stands. Leave that guy alone.
Okay, all right. Stop. Enough. Enough. Answer your phone, Toby.
Eat your food, Tina.
Way better if it's answer your phone, Toby.
Come on, man. You're not that busy. Not like they're.
I just stood.
Nope.
It's not like they're winning or nothing.
A press contact for the Royals did not respond to Newsweek's request for comment.
I'm writing him. Please call in.
He's not responding to our phone calls.
Yeah,
either.
He's not responding to us either.
Answer your phone, Toby.
Oh my gosh, that is funny.
Somebody says, I wish they wouldn't put the crowd noise in, though, when they play on TV. It's kind of weird.
Oh, no, I like it.
Yeah, I do, too. It's too quiet when they don't.
I believe there's a story in the stack
about somebody
complaining about it.
I have to have the crowd noise.
Yeah, I do, too.
I think it would be really weird if it was just dead silent. I mean, like golf right now, I know you don't like to talk about golf, but when they announced Tiger Woods on the tee, you know, 9-time champion, Tiger Woods... It's just dead silence after that. And even he said it is the weirdest thing to have no crowd or crowd noise.
When I was talking to Lefevre about it and the changes and what he was experiencing, he said he's never broadcasted golf, but if he had, it'd probably feel the same.
If he was practicing, if he was doing golf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Texter. Scott, a nurse practitioner does not mean that she's practicing to become a nurse. I know.
We haven't figured that one out yet.
That's what when we first started dating, and I know that a nurse practitioner is higher than a nurse. I get it. But when we first started dating, I asked her what she did for a living, and she said she was a nurse practitioner. And I was out in the parking lot one day, and Johnny Dare and I were having a conversation, and he said, so tell me about this new girl that you're dating. And I started telling him, and I said, she's a nurse practitioner, so I guess she's practicing to become a nurse.
Yeah.
And Dare looks at me, and he goes, are you an idiot? And I go, no. He goes, you're basically dating a doctor, you moron. I go, no, I'm dating a nurse practitioner. She's practicing to become a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, a nurse practitioner is one step below a doctor, you moron.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized I had outkicked my coverage. Okay?
That is true.
Okay. Throughout ballparks across the country, the odd sounds of... Oh, Toby's here. Okay.
Okay.
Never mind. Toby Cook, you're on the air. Hello, my friend.
Hi. How are you guys?
Well, we're fine. I swear, I think I saw a dead man in the stands at the Kauffman.
It's allowed that. Everything about what's going on these days is different than it was before. Yeah.
Did I see Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's in the stands?
You did, which is really funny because when we had the media out to get shots of them being installed, there were a lot of surprises for me. The marketing department kind of had a little fun with it after they their season ticket member order, and they just started putting different celebrities in, including Paul Rudd twice. He's right there behind home plate. But he said, you ought to do the Weekend at Bernie's skiff. And as soon as they said that, a marketing person pointed and pointed right at the seat. So
said, yep, that's where Bernie's going. I mean, Bernie doesn't mind.
He
actually is stiff.
It's not like he has anything else to do.
Right.
Toby, do you know you're quoted in Newsweek magazine today?
No.
Right next to none other than Dana Wright?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. I used to take Newsweek back when we would get periodicals in the mail and open them.
Did you just call a magazine a periodical?
I just did. I'm going to read you the last sentence, Toby, okay, in the Newsweek article. It says, a press contact for the Royals did not respond to Newsweek's request for comment.
Mm. Oh, rat.
That's you.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. What were they asking about?
I don't know.
They were asking about Bernie.
Dead Bernie.
Well.
Oh, it makes me laugh.
Bernie's in the stands.
Well, I'll tell you that. Go ahead, Toby, and then I want to say something
I inadvertently lied. We were on. Actually, it was plausible deniability because I really didn't know, but we have a new park owner of the Kansas City Royals who plays football for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I had jokingly said, well, he's not in the cutouts, and John Sherman is a cutout, but he is a cutout now. He is right behind home plate as well, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I do believe I saw Patrick Mahomes behind home plate.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's awesome.
What does Dana and Parks need to do to get in those stands, man? I mean, how much money do you need? Do you want a hand sandwich, or what do you want?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for the moment when they tell me that they really are. They said, listen, we did all that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for them to cave and say, okay, we got to do a few more. And that'll be my end for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Toby. Yeah. All right, I know you're busy. Yeah. You go back to doing what you do.
Who do we got tonight? We got the Twins tonight?
Minnesota Twins, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Good.
Friday. Okay, are we on the road or are we at home? It's so hard to keep this.
I know it. It is. It was a weird start to the year, so we started off on the road, then we came home this week through the weekend. We're here in Kansas City Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we go back on the road.
All right. So I want you to do, by the way, I think the Bernie thing is super
brilliant.
Funny, absolutely funny, and I think it is incredible. I don't know who came up with that idea, but hats off. But I want you to do whatever you can do. I mean, Paul Rudd doesn't need two, right?
Well, and you guys are living, so that's...
Paul Rudd's alive too, but I mean...
We're at least here.
I mean, but we live here in town, and we do nothing but support this team. I don't know what it's going to take to get one Paul Rudd removed and one Dana and Parks right next to each other inserted. Toby, what do we got to do, man?
Well, what we're going to end up having to do is have you sit on Dana's lap or vice versa.
Yes.
Fine.
We could share a chair.
Fine.
I'll share a chair with you.
Okay.
So take out one Paul Rudd and insert one Dana and Parks, and I think that's okay.
I'm looking for my in.
You're awesome. Toby, right. Be well, my friend.
We love you, my friend.
All right. Love you back.
All right, be well. All right, that's Toby Cook with the Kansas City Royals.
He's
play tonight.
He's going to stop taking our calls.
No, he's not. He called us. He called us.
After you called him twice?
Yeah, okay, fine. What you want? That's right, Toby Cook. Just a little bit of hope. Just a little bit. What's in the stands, Toby? Just a little bit. Did not know this. Thank you, Texter. The guy who played Bernie in Weekend at Bernie's 1 and 2, Terry Kaiser, was born in Illinois, was raised in Omaha, Nebraska.
No way.
And attended the University of Kansas.
No.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Graduated in 1962 with a degree in industrial engineering. He is still alive. He is 81 years old. Yep.
You know what I bet? I bet Terry Kaiser knows that the first yellow sub was the one next to the crossing.
I bet he does. I bet he does.
You really say he went to KU, huh?
Graduated in 1962.
Look at that.
Returned to Omaha, worked as an engineer for 3 years while he acted on the side. He's been in 140 movies.
No way.
Yep.
But is he the best known for Weekend at Bernie's?
Sadly, his claim to fame is...
playing a dead guy.
Playing a dead guy.
With no speaking role.
Do you remember Bernie's last name?
Nope.
You'll remember it when I tell you what it is.
That movie came out in 1989, by the way.
Bernie Lomax.
That's right. Yep. He also had roles on Three's Company, One Day at a Time, The Love Boat, Night Court.
Mannequin 2.
The Golden Hello. Girls. One of his roles was on the TV show Hill Street Blues. He played a comedian.
Friday the 13th, Part 7.
Well, I mean, who can forget
Please.
That role? I mean, come on. Surf 2, that was a blockbuster.
I love him. He's a fellow alum.
Yeah.
What do you mean you graduated from Washburn?
He appeared on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Will and Grace, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Friday the 13th, Part 7. The New Blood.
Straight to DVD.
Wait. I need to click on that and see how that one did.
And it was not critically acclaimed.
It grossed... Oh, my God.
It grossed, what, $64?
No. Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood, was released on May 13th, 1988, and brought in a whopping $19 million at the box office.
Yikes.
On a budget, though, of only $2.8 million. Shocker here, it received negative reviews from critics.
Well, if you're only going to spend $2.8 million on it.
And it was followed by Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason what? Takes Manhattan. I am not kidding.
That's what's interesting about the life of a film critic. You think, oh, what a great job. You just get to watch movies all the time. Well, yeah, you get to watch the critically acclaimed movies, but you're also sitting there watching Friday the 13th, Part 7.
Well, Part 8 did less than Part 7. It brought Jason Takes Manhattan, grossed a whopping $14 million at the domestic box office, and also received poor reviews from critics.
What about Part 9?
Is there a Part 9?
I have no idea.
Well, don't make me wait.
Yes, it was. It was followed by Jason Goes to Hell,
wow.
The Final Friday, which grossed a whopping $16 million at the box office. It was followed by Jason 10, which grossed $17 million.
It's like the Fast
It was
the
followed
movies.
By Freddy versus Jason, which, whoa!
I think that one did better.
Which grossed $116 million.
Okay, that's the equivalent of always playing the same Powerball numbers, knowing that some of them are going to be turds, and waiting for the one payoff, which was the Jason versus Freddy.
Wow. Wow. Festivus Friday is coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, get in early, 576-7798. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Your grievances will be heard in a matter of minutes. 576-7798. Festivus Friday, next on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.